Well, my personal standpoint is that we should respect people's underlying beliefs, especially religious beliefs may come to that. But there are some complications. Personally, it comes to law, constitutional law. First Amendment does guarantee free exercise, but it also has the establishment clause. And we don't want to run afoul of IOs. So going back to what the Park Service is trying to do, is trying to not put itself afoul of the establishment clause, as to put itself as, oh, endorsing a specific threatened religion in that sense. So we kind of have that particular balance in play, and it gets kind of complicated. So sometimes we may need a legal expert to come and comment on that. But personally, I would say I don't see a big problem with it having a religious service, because it is a public ground and it's not specifically tailored to a specific religion. But anyone should be able to come and perform a service there on public ground. It does not, in my view, violate any establishment clause whatsoever, because we're not saying, oh, only the Catholics or the Knights of Columbus are able to do a service there. Anyone should be able to do that. And so it does not, in my view, violate the establishment clause.